Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinking Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure, man. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Mark, you've been in some locker rooms with some losses, and seeing what happened with Seattle and the Saints from a player standpoint, to get yourself mentally ready. I know it's a job and everything else, but when you have a beatdown like what happened to the Saints in Seattle, how do you get your mind kind of recalibrated back to, hey, we got a lot of football left to play, and we got to straighten this out. Nobody's coming to help us. Superman ain't here. We got to straighten this out ourselves.
Yeah, I think oftentimes, you know, you can look at yourself and you can play some tight games and you know, have a feeling of, hey man, we're close or whatever. Sometimes it's the absolute ass whipping that makes you kind of look really critical at your game. And you come to the realization at some point, and I've been on some teams that weren't great, that you're like, hey man, we can't make these type of mistakes, and you're never going to play a perfect game. But if you're going to err, you got to err on the side of, you know, 100 miles an hour downhill and try to, you know, try to just go out there and out physically dominate your opponent. And, you know, you still may end up losing games, but it's kind of almost one of those, hey, we're not where we need to be, but we may not win the game, but we're going to win some individual battles and we're going to play a really physical style of football. So I think one of the things that I always looked at when we got trounced is, you know, as hard as that is, and it stinks, there's no question, can you really be honest with yourself and really be critical of your own game, not sugarcoat it, and then learn as much as you can and try to move on it and get better?
Mark, last year the Broncos, and you live in Denver, so you saw this. They had some special teams, especially early in the season, set some breakdowns across the board. And you saw what happened with the Saints. They give up a 95-yard punt return. They have a punt block. Groupie misses another field goal. And that's something to me. Come on. From a blocking standpoint, you got a left-footed punter, and you let the guy come off the left side. I mean, completely unblocked. And also staying in your lanes on a long punt return like that. If we were playing two-hand touch, Torrey Horton, he'd have still scored because nobody laid a glove on him the entire way.
Yeah, it's always tough. And last week, special teams are huge. I called the Washington Raiders game, and they opened it up. Washington had a 60-some-odd-yard return to set them up in the high red zone, and they went on to score on that particular drive. And then later on, I think it was either third or fourth quarter, but in the second half, a 90-yard punt return for a touchdown. It was all over. Blocked field goals, you know, blocked punt, as you mentioned, long returns. It was littered all over the league last week. And, you know, again, these are situations where, you know, You don't practice. You guys don't tackle. You don't, like, there's just a lot of things that we don't do in the league right now. And those things rear their ugly head, especially early in the season. You know, talking to Dan Quinn, who's the head coach of the Washington Commanders, he said, listen, man, I understand there's going to be mistakes. September football, it breeds mistakes, and guys get out of position. He goes, the one thing that I can't overcome, or that I cannot, you know, that I cannot be a part of, is lack of effort. He goes, we're going to make our mistakes like everybody's going to make their mistakes, but if we make them downhill at 100 miles an hour, I'll live with those things. And I think that's just part of this kind of new brand of football that we're playing, where, which is crazy to me, because all this, hey, we don't hit and we don't practice and we don't do any of this stuff, and it's all about saving the player's health. Well, the league feels more injured to me than it's ever felt at any time. Way more injured than I felt like it was in my time. So, I mean, every time I look up, somebody tears an Achilles, somebody tears an ACL, somebody's hurt, we're missing quarterbacks the whole nine yards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Saints playing Buffalo this week. Boy, that's a real good one. You're 16.5-point underdog. For me, I've watched the Bills. Their defense is nothing to really write home about. But, man, offensively, I see a lot of what Joe Brady did at LSU in using – James Cook in the same way he used Clyde Edwards-Helaire as a runner, receiver. But when you got Superman playing quarterback, you can do a lot of different things. Your thoughts on the Bills this season?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the quarterback is great. James Cook is great. And, you know, it's really interesting. They got rid of Diggs, and, you know, they went into a situation where last year where everyone was worried about, oh, we don't have a real number one receiver. Hey, man, if you're a real football team, you don't need a real number one receiver. You know, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Receivers are like children. They're dependent, like, you know, just like your children are dependent. And they whine and cry a lot if they're not fed. That doesn't intrigue me at all. So, like, when you're a balanced football team and you can run the ball and you've got a bunch of guys that will sacrifice and run routes for one another and catch the ball and play tough and get involved in the blocking game offensively, and you got a quarterback, man, you're going to win a lot of football games regardless if you don't have one of those, you know, one of those LSU receivers that seem to be littered throughout the league that are all number ones. I don't know what they're doing at LSU, but every guy that comes out of there seems to be a number one wide receiver, from obviously Justin Jefferson to Chase who's the kid in Jacksonville? Brian.
Oh yeah,
Thomas.
Brian Thomas, like, every, Jr. Like, Malik Nabers.
Yeah, Malik Nabers. Every guy. I don't know what they're doing at LSU, but they seem to get all the great receivers.
They got quite a few of them, put it to you that way. Crazy thing is, Keon Coleman, who grew up in Opelousas, Louisiana, he wanted to be an LSU Tiger by all means. They ran out of wide receiver scholarships that year. They were giving out because they had so much talent. And then Keon, you know, he was a good player at Michigan State, and then he goes to Florida State and kind of makes his mark there. He ends up being a real high second-round pick for the Buffalo Bills. Last question for you. You watched that. We talked about special teams play. But what Jordan Davis did for the Eagles, not only does he block the field goal, one-hopped it, took it, and that big 340-pound dude, ain't nobody catching him. Man, he was no rumbling, stumbling. He was just running, and that was nobody gaining on him. That's remarkable to see a big man move that way late in a game because that was the final play.
Yeah, amazing. Now, you know, one thing that I will tell you, and we always got nervous about long field goals because – the team can return them, and it's nothing but offensive linemen out there. So it wasn't like there was a great pursuit. You had the holder and the kicker, and then you had a bunch of offensive linemen. So it wasn't like you were really going to chase anybody down because of the personnel groupings that are out there on PAT field goal. But that said, you're 100% right. Impressive. That dude is an impressive athlete, to be sure.
Listen, Mark, I know you got a birthday situation that you got to handle. Man, we appreciate you coming on this afternoon. Thanks so much for your time and efforts, brother. Appreciate it, always.
You got it, guys. Be good.
Thanks so much. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.